Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Welcome to a brand new week. Good Monday morning, and thank you for choosing the Quad City Station for NPR News and Talk. WVIK, it's 9:04, and this is Jim O'Hara. Over 350 people rallied outside the Vibrant Arena in downtown Moline on Friday to call public attention to the Protect Our Letter Carriers Act, currently stalled in Congress. President of Illinois State Letter Carriers Association, Louis Rivas, says in the last year and a half, over 2,000 attacks and robberies have occurred against letter carriers.
I've been a letter carrier for 35 years, and I can recall when I first started, if you touched the mailman while he was working, it was automatic, you were going to jail.
The legislation would remove what Rivas calls outdated arrow keys that can access any mailbox in stores, banks, and other locations with scanners that can be deactivated if taken from postal workers. The bill would also fund more postal inspectors and postal police positions, as many letter carriers are left to their own devices while delivering mail. You can find more coverage of the rally at WVIK.org. WVIK Quad Cities weather, heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Today, sunny and hot with gusty winds, high near 95. Overnight, mostly clear, low around 75. And for Tuesday, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, but otherwise sunny, gusty winds, and a high of 93. Coming up on Think. When elite women runners cross finish lines, they're stepping over a history that didn't want women running at all. How the modern Olympics were originally meant solely for men. That's at noon today on Think. Jim O'Hara, WVIK News. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.